Welcome to the Basketball Index Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Wyman, and today we are talking about a new application. We have modern playoff scoring. So basically, the idea behind this, the bigger idea and then the application that followed it, was we wanted to look at all-time playoff scoring runs, and we wanted to be able to compare those across different seasons and across different eras. So if you remember way back in, this must have been like at least 6 months ago, maybe longer, we did a similar thing. It was just a big-time scoring, and it looked at all-time scoring seasons going back to 1974, but it adjusted for era. And I came up with the idea, and my good friend Filipos Polizos, he coded it, got all the information together, threw it all together, and then together we sort of tinkered with it. We came up with the weighting formula of volume versus efficiency, and we spat out Adjusted Big Time Scoring. That's been a really cool app. Again, that's free to use. If you just go into my profile on Twitter, you can see the link in the bio. You can use it. You can look again, seasons all the way back to 1974. So what this is, modern playoff scoring runs, is it's a similar idea, but it is for the playoffs. So I'm joined today by Filipos, all the way from Athens, Greece, second time on the show. Filipos, how you doing today? And does it feel good to be back on the Basketball Index Podcast?
Hi, Taylor. Thank you so much for having me again on your pod. I've been listening to your latest episodes, and they've been so much fun, especially the last one. Who doesn't appreciate a good old rant about field goal percentage, right?
Good
it was
time.
Very funny. It was very funny.
Oh, I skipped over a big part here. So we brought Filipos on, and he actually created the Player Cards app. So if you have access to the Basketball Index subscription, the $5 a month package, one of our apps is the Player Cards, and Filipos threw this together, and it's a super awesome app. What it does is it takes any player in the league, you can look at any season, and you can look at their top 10 highest rated stats, lowest rated stats. You can look at shot quality. You can look at teammate context. So we had doing all kinds of things. But today we're going to talk about the modern playoff scoring. But also, I feel like we got to give you credit because you also put together the Player Cards app, which we tweet out all the time on the main account on Twitter. And it's a super awesome tool.
Thank you for that. It's a very useful tool, actually. If you're not familiar with some player, you can easily have a look at their best and worst performances across the whole database of Basketball Index. And it's very useful for sportscasters or for average fans to have a look at the tendencies of the player they are looking for. It's a very useful tool, and I'm happy that it's quite popular in the Basketball Index world. Let's say.
Yeah, I feel like I talk about this all the time, where analytics, I feel like the greatest strength of an all-in-one like LeBron is you can look at it and you can super quickly get a feel for if a player is really good, somewhere in the middle, or really bad. And again, analytics help ballpark things. And the Player Card app is almost a different version of that, like you were saying, where if there's a player you're not familiar with, or again, really valuable come free agency time, something like that, or a team makes a trade, because you can instantly punch in like, oh, OG Anunoby goes to the Knicks. I'm a Knicks fan. I want to know more about him. You go to the Player Cards app. You see that, you know, he would pop up very highly in a lot of our defensive metrics. Pretty good three-point shooter. And then you'd see like the lower ratings, like not a lot of shot creation. So things like that, super, super useful for that app. But today we are going to be talking about modern playoff scoring runs. This works a little bit differently than a lot of the Basketball Index stuff because this one is more of a classic box score. And again, this has more of a history element. So what this does is it goes back to the year 2000. So that's why we named it Modern Playoff Scoring Runs. And you can look at the sum of a player's playoff run to try to get a feel for what they were doing from a volume standpoint and what they were doing from an efficiency standpoint. And then the one thing we did to try to adjust for, because like when we did the regular season stats, when you look at players in the past, if you go back to the early 2000s, you're going to have way lower scoring. The offensive ratings were, you know, far, far lower. The game was very different. The rules were different. So the raw numbers are all going to be lower. So you run into problems when you're comparing players across eras. So in the playoffs, it's, I would say, even more difficult because certain playoff series take on certain personalities. Some of them, we think of the Kings and the Warriors last year in the first round, and that was a track meet. Score as many points as you can. And then you looked at something maybe more like the Memphis Lakers first round series, which was much more defensive oriented. Anthony Davis blocking shots, contesting shots, playing otherworldly defense. So the problem is when you compare stats across, even in the same season, the kind of personalities of the series can be so different. So one of the things we did is there's still the volume component, there's still the efficiency component, but we looked at the efficiency in the series and we saw how the players performed relative to that. So again, that was us trying to adjust to environment. So that was sort of like the interesting twist we did on this for the playoffs. So again, the way this stat works is it looks at your volume and it looks at your efficiency relative to the series you played in. And then it takes all the numbers from your run, whether you played in one, two, three, or four rounds in the playoffs. And then it combines the efficiency and the volume to give you your modern playoff scoring stat. And then it organizes, you know, by who is the best at that. So you can look at entire postseason runs, or one of the cool things, we have another tab, you can just look at individual playoff rounds. So you can see who had, because, you know, we think about this all the time of, especially like Kobe Bryant in the mid-2000s, where he would just take over a series and he would just beat the other team. So again, we wanted to look at who had the most overwhelming just individual series. So again, two different tabs. You can look at entire postseason runs, or you can look at single rounds, you know, individually. So Filippos, I'm going to throw it over to you and you can sort of talk about the methodology and some of the harder numbers into, you know, kind of what went into this app.
Sure, sure. But before we start, I'd like to throw a fun fact. Actually, the inspiration for this, I don't know if you recall, it was the Miami Heat run last year in the playoffs, where all their role players were shooting lights out, and it almost didn't make sense. So we wanted to see what the hell is going on and what's happening with Miami Heat. So this was the main inspiration, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, the thing is, the funny thing about this was so long ago, I actually had forgotten. Now that you bring that up, I'm like, oh, that does sound familiar, because I remember that storyline, and then I remember us, and it's so funny, because I'm in San Francisco, and you're in Athens, Greece, so there's a 10-hour time difference, and so there would be us texting each other at all hours of the day and night, talking about the playoffs. So the Miami series does sound familiar, but funny enough, we finished this months ago, but I was like, you know what we should do? We should wait until it's about playoff time to talk about the playoffs, because I thought people would be more interested in the app. So we've actually sat on this completed project for like at least 4 or 5 months. So you did jog my memory with that. But I do remember that Miami run where it did seem like the Max Struces of the world, the Caleb Martins of the world it feel like they were making every shot they were taking. And I was like, how do these series stack up versus, you know, other things?
Yeah, well, it was an amazing run by the 8th last year. Yes. Anyways, so let's go into the more nerdy stuff now. This is what you're here for. So what we're using here are three main components, like you said. We're using the volume component, which is points per 75 possessions, pretty straightforward. And then we're using the efficiency and the environment components. What we mean by that is we are taking the true shooting percentage, which takes into account all types of shots, twos, threes, and free throws, and comes up with a percentage of efficiency. And the environment component, like you said, you mentioned before, we are dividing the player's true shooting percentage against the average true shooting percentage in the series. So in that way, we can capture what was happening in the series, if players were shooting well. And in that way, at the same time, we can have an idea of what the defense looked like. Because if you remember, we were trying to add a defensive component in here as well. But with a small sample size and stuff, it was not very easy. So we decided that in this way, it would be a way better choice to include the environment component in that way. And so after we take these numbers, we are standardizing them and give them some weights. And the sum of these weighted values gives us the MPSR value, which is what we are looking at in both tables that we have. So the single round runs. It's for every single round, like the name suggests. And the whole postseason runs, it's the average of the single round runs for every player. And last thing, for the single round runs, we have a threshold of 100 minutes. So approximately, let's say a player played minimum four games of 25 minutes, approximately. And for the whole postseason runs, we have two thresholds, actually. Obviously, you must have played multiple rounds to make it there. And you must have played at least 200 minutes. That's it from the technical standpoint.
All right. Yeah, that was a, I feel like a good walk through everything. You talked about the volume is on a per 75 basis. Again, that adjusts for pace of play. And then we do have raw true shooting you can just look at, because we thought that would be just nice to have in there for people. And then we have the relative true shooting to the series. And yeah, that pretty much sums up what we got cooking here for modern playoff scoring runs. So first, we're going to look at the results. We're going to look at the top postseason runs. Again, this one is multiple rounds. And again, playing over 200 minutes. But again, most players play so heavy minutes-wise in the playoffs that if you are a somewhat relevant player, you're going to be over that. So,
Before we start, can I ask you a question? Which players did you expect to see at the top of the list when we were making this?
So I was literally about to ask you that question. The names that came to mind were... I don't know if you remember the Jamal Murray led Denver Nuggets when they were going up against the Utah Jazz in that first round. It was 2021, and it just felt like every other night on NBA TV they were like, oh, they're breaking records, you know, 40 point games. It felt like they were just going back and forth scoring an absurd amount of points. Mm-hmm. So I was interested in where that fell historically once we adjusted for things. I'm, you know, always interested in where, you know, like LeBron James would fall the multiple seasons. The 2019 Kawhi Leonard, I was interested in. The 2011 Dirk Nowitzki, I wondered about. I wondered if one of the early season Shaq or one of the Shaq, like 2000, 2001, 2002 seasons would be there. But the one that came to mind was 2019 Kevin Durant, because that, I was just talking to somebody about that, and that's the closest thing it felt like. Watching Kevin Durant in those 2019 playoffs before he got hurt, it was almost like staring at the sun, where it was, I almost couldn't quite do it. It was so overwhelming. So that was, of all the seasons, that was the one I was the most interested in. Another one comes to mind, Bubble Anthony Davis in 2020, because there's all these great seasons, and sometimes you get caught up in the moment, and you're just really excited about what's going on, and it's hard to be like, how do I compare this apple to this orange in maybe a different season or a different time, or how was I excited, or like what was my level of excitement this year versus 3 years ago? It's hard to remember. So that's one of the reasons I like stats so much. You can go back and look at things. But what were some seasons you were interested in, and what did you think was going to be near the top of the charts here?
Yeah, so... you mentioned most of the things that I had in mind, actually. The first one was obviously the Donovan Mitchell versus Jamal Murray clash in the... I think it was in the bubble, if I remember correctly, where they were going crazy, scoring 50 points each. And
oh, you might have been right. I might have had the year wrong. I think that might have... Yeah, I think that was the bubble season.
Yes. So yeah, these guys were going crazy then. What else I have had in mind? Maybe some individual series of Kawhi Leonard with the Raptors as well. And the other thing, yes, Kevin Durant. Obviously, a little disclaimer here. I'm a bit biased with KD, as he's my favorite player actually to play. So
I thought
yes.
Naz Reid was your favorite player.
Oh, my favorite current player, my favorite player of all time is Kevin Durant.
Okay,
Until
okay, okay.
now, yes.
And then
And
I
second, and
like
very close, Naz Reid.
I like the idea that Kevin Durant is your favorite player, this all-time player. It makes a whole lot of sense. And then he gets usurped by Naz Reid. That is very funny.
Yeah, it's very close. It's very close.
They're neck and neck.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into the results. So let's rattle through the first couple seasons. So 2019, Kevin Durant actually was the greatest modern playoff scoring run in our database. That was number one, 100th percentile by a pretty wide margin. It was about 33.5 points per 75, so monster volume. And the efficiency was just through the roof, 75% true shooting. And then relative to the series he played in, he was 50% more efficient than all of the players in all of three of
It's
the
crazy. I'm
series.
laughing every time I'm seeing these values. I cannot believe this.
It doesn't even like make any sense. Yeah, so that's number one. That's the absurdity. Again, these go back to the year 2000, so there's a good amount of players in this pool. Number two is Donovan Mitchell in 2021 on the Utah Jazz, 34.5 points per 75, 60% true shooting. That was 33% better than every other player in all of the two combined rounds he played in, so really good efficiency. And then after that, LeBron James in 2009, Joel Embiid in 2021, and then Devin Booker in 2023 last year on the Phoenix Suns had an incredible run. It only lasted two rounds, but he was white hot that entire series. He was 44% better average wise compared to the players he faced in the two rounds. So that top five again is Kevin Durant, Donovan Mitchell, LeBron James, Joel Embiid, and Devin Booker. Pretty darn good group. A lot of the seasons we talked about and just the things we were hoping to see are in the top 25. I think everyone we touched on is in the top 25. On top of that, there's some James Harden seasons. There's a Vince Carter run in 2006 with the Nets, Giannis in 2022 with the Bucks, Karl Malone in 2000 with the Jazz, Luka in 2022 when he went to the Western Conference Finals and lost to Golden State. He was really playing out of his mind that season. So a lot of really good stuff here. Bubble Anthony Davis, like I said, Kobe Bryant in 2001, super strong scoring run, and then Steph Curry in 2015 with the Golden State Warriors. So we've touched on a lot of the players here in the top 25. And again, these are unbelievable scoring seasons from a volume standpoint, but as well as an efficiency standpoint. So really, really crazy stuff. Anything you want to comment on before we move over to the single round runs?
Yeah, one thing I would expect to see is more bigs at the top of the list. Actually, I would have expected to see some more runs from Shaq, probably, or Tim Duncan. But I think with regards to Tim Duncan, the volume part was not there most of the time. He would be crazy efficient, but he wouldn't score a lot of points. So maybe in cases like this, that's why we're not getting many bigs in the top of the list. Obviously, you have Jokic, who's going crazy every year. He's an unbelievable player. But yeah, overall, I would expect to see more bigs. But now that I see the list even more and more, it makes a bit of sense. Another thing, so Caleb Martin last year. He ranks in the 74th percentile across the whole database
That's
for
pretty
you.
darn good. That's pretty darn
Yes.
good for Caleb Martin.
Yes.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but there aren't a ton of bigs on this list. We have 2023 Jokic is in the top 25. That 2011 by Dirk is there, 2001 by Shaq, but that there aren't multiple Shaq appearances is surprising. That Tim Duncan isn't on the first page, also surprising. Yeah, that was a good call out, because it does seem like there would be more bigs. There's a lot of wings on here, a lot of big time scoring wings. But yeah, let's move on to the single round. So this is the most impressive scoring single rounds going back to the year 2000. So number one, 2009 LeBron James conference semifinals versus the Atlanta Hawks. This was a blistering almost 39 points per 75. That's absurd volume on 67% true shooting, 43% better than anyone in that series. Crazy stuff. And then the next two marks here are both Donovan Mitchell. This is in 2020 and 21. Like we talked about, that Nuggets series was in the first one. And then after that in 2021, it was versus the Grizzlies. But that Nuggets series in 2020, 37 points per 75, 70% true shooting, 53% better at scoring than everybody else in that round. Really crazy stuff. Devin Booker is next at four. This was the 2023 run that we referenced in the whole postseason run portion of the episode against the Clippers. That opened my eyes, where I'd always thought Devin Booker was a good player, obviously a very good player, a top 20 player. But that series versus the Clippers was one of the most eye-opening series in terms of efficiency. Because again, 31 points per 75, really good volume, but 67% more efficient than everyone else in that series. It felt like every time he touched the ball, he scored. It didn't even feel like he was touching the rim. So really crazy stuff. And then to round out the top five, Shaquille O'Neal in 2002 in the NBA Finals versus the New Jersey Nets. Almost 35 points per 75 on 64% true shooting, 32% more efficient than anyone else in the series. And the thing that makes this so impressive is it was in the NBA Finals. The only other finals in the top 25, because again, these are just individual rounds. Shaq, like I said, in 2002. You have Nikola Jokic in 2023 versus the Heat just last year. And then you have Giannis in 2021 versus the Phoenix Suns. So obviously every round is important because you're trying to get to the finals. But if you can have a spectacular scoring in the finals, that's really going to help cement your place in history. Really good for historical arguments. So Filippos, what were your takeaways from the single round version of modern playoff scoring runs?
So I expected to see Donovan Mitchell first on the list. I didn't remember how good that LeBron James was, as good as he is right now, 12 years ago. Yes, it's crazy, crazy stuff. Yes, but it was very interesting, this exercise, because you can see across different rounds, and the table also gives you the possibility to filter across different stuff. You can look at different seasons. You can look at specific rounds or by the age of the player. So if we type, let's say, 19, which is the youngest a player can be in the NBA right now, you can see lots of Jason Tatum's name pop up, which is very interesting. Yes. So stuff like that are very, very fun to play around with and find a unique play of single round runs. The greatest one for me is number 26. So if you go to the second page, it's Doncic versus the Phoenix Suns when they played in the conference semifinals in 2022. Yes, and I will never forget the game 7 that he had.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was.
I will never forget that game. It was amazing to see it.
Yes. I was thinking, I think Luka versus Booker is maybe the rivalry I'm interested in the most right now in the NBA. That's a lot of fun.
We don't have any rivalries anymore. I wish we had something going on, but yes, everyone is friends with everyone in today's NBA. It's politics. Yes.
You got to get that next contract.
Yeah.
Everybody sharing agents. Nice. You know, yeah, you don't want to rub anybody the wrong way. Honestly, this happens. So as a someone that's spending more time writing articles on Twitter, I guess like sort of networking, I'm not the greatest networker in the world. I'm like, oh man, I really should not be talking trash on other people. Like they're analyzing the game, because I guess one, I don't know how nice it is, but I'm like, I might have to like work with some of these people at some point. So I can understand. I can understand the NBA players not wanting to make enemies where you're like, oh, this might be a coworker in the future or a boss. Yeah.
You never know. You never know in today's NBA what happens. One moment you might be in LA, let's say, and the next day you might end up in Phoenix or you know, you never know what's going to happen.
Or, you know, one minute you're signing a contract to play in Brooklyn, you think you have a new big three, and then a couple years later, all three of those players aren't on Brooklyn anymore, and they're all playing in different places.
Right.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you to Filippos for coming on, doing the podcast, but also thank you for doing the hard parts of making this app, because it's really easy to be the idea guy. It's much harder to be the put everything together and assemble it and have a really pretty app that works really well guy. So thank you for that. And anything else you wanted to comment on before we get out of here?
Thank you very much for having me again on the pod. I think we make a great duo.
I agree.
You bringing the amazing ideas, which I never have, and me implementing the amazing ideas that you cannot implement. So we make a great duo.
We do make a good team. Sometimes we have like a basketball index Slack, and sometimes I'll just send like 9 messages without a response, unprompted, and I'll be like, oh, he'll read them all eventually. But yeah, no, we do make a good team. Plug your, what is your Twitter handle before we go?
Yes. We will share those of course in the tweets and stuff, but it's at Filippos _POL. So it's FILIPPOS_POL. You can find me there on Twitter talking about the Wolves mostly. And writing stuff in Greek, which most people won't understand, but it's fine. Give me a follow and we can talk about hoops. It's what I like to do.
Well, you know, a little Greek on my timeline every once in a while makes me feel very cultured. That's going to wrap it up for this episode. Filippos, thanks for coming on. Thanks for helping me co-create this app. If you want to check out the app, it's in the... Well, it's a couple places. It's going to be in my bio on Twitter at Taylor Metrics. It's going to be tweeted out when I tweet out the episode of the show. So it'll be there. And then also in the notes of the podcast, it will also be there. So there's lots of places to find it. Again, if you want to see the all-time top play scoring, so many words, scoring, we should have made it an acronym. Why didn't we make it an acronym? If you want to see the top scoring playoff runs going back to the year 2000, check out the app, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Basketball Index podcast.